Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Pei Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Shragi Brill in honor of the yahrzeit of his father, Tzvi Hirsch, ben Rav Shraga Leib, which is being observed today. And so we hope that the neshama of Shragi's father has an aliyah in the schus of our learning, and we thank Shragi and his family very much for the sponsorship. We left off yesterday on Pei Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. We had left off really in the middle of a discussion, which we're going to pick up with, this morning. And what we left off in the middle of is a discussion of how to explain the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, where we had seen in the Mishnah yesterday, if you recall, we started with a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tef Sama Beis. We had seen a Mishnah where if there were kosos, some of which contained the blood of kosher karbanos, some of which contained blood of balei mumin, that were mixed up together. So Rabbi Eliezer had the shita that if one of the kosos has already been brought, then we can assume that that kos contained the tamei blood and that the rest of the kosos can be brought. And the Chachamim had said, Yishafeich la'ama. Then we saw the machlokas also applied in a scenario where you had blood of karbanos that were all kosher, but some of the blood had to be applied at the bottom of the mizbeach, below the chatasikra. Some of the blood had to be applied at the top of the mizbeach, above the chatasikra. And again, Rabbi Eliezer had the shita of you could put everything on top, and then we have a principle of roim, that we view the blood that was really supposed to be placed on the bottom, that you instead placed on top, as if it's water, so not a problem to put the blood there. And then you should go and apply the blood again on the bottom, and we said alulo. So we spent a lot of time yesterday what we meant by alulo. What does it mean when you put the blood on top and then the blood on the bottom? What does it mean that it's good? Does it mean that it's good legabe the chatas blood, that the shirayim of the chatas, which is supposed to be put on the bottom, is fine? Or does it actually mean that, no, you have blood of a chatas mixed with blood of an ola, and so if you put the blood on top and then the blood on the bottom, we assume that the blood that was supposed to go on top went on top, and the blood that was supposed to go on the bottom went on the bottom. So what we had seen yesterday was we had seen a couple of ways of explaining the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, one of which was that Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the blood is mixed together, then we assume that each particle of blood, each drop of blood, contains elements of the blood that was supposed to be applied above and blood that was supposed to be applied below. And therefore, we know that if you applied certain blood on top, certain blood on the bottom, that by definition, some of the blood that was on top was of karbanos that had to be placed on top. Some of the blood that was on the bottom was of blood that had to be placed on the bottom. But then we saw the shita of Rav Ashi. So the shita of Rav Ashi, was that Rabbi Eliezer holds ein bila, that the blood is not mixed together. And so if the blood is not mixed together, the question then becomes, how do I know that anything is valid? In other words, if the blood is all in the same bucket, is all in the same pail, it's all in the same receptacle, but we don't say ein bila, so the blood that is placed on top may have been blood from the bottom. The blood that's placed on the bottom may have been blood that was supposed to be on top. How do we know that anything's kosher? So we had seen yesterday the Gemara was trying to explain that, no, we're talking about, for example, where there's 10 measures of blood that's supposed to be on top, 5 measures of blood that's supposed to be on the bottom, and you went ahead and you put 6 measures of blood on top. So you know for sure some of the blood that was supposed to go on top went on top. Now you put the rest on the bottom, and then the Gemara was trying to figure out, so what do we mean when we say that if you put the rest on the bottom, then it works? What works? Because all the blood that was supposed to go on the bottom may have gone on top. So we saw yesterday, no, maybe what it means is that it doesn't work legabe the ola that's supposed to go on the bottom. Maybe it works legabe the shiare chatas that's supposed to go on the bottom. Today's Gemara is simply a continuation of that entire discussion. So let's just pick up and dive in where we left off from. So 7 lines up from the bottom, peyam abeis, sa tashma. So we're going to bring another raya against the shita. We're going to bring another raya against the shita of Rav Ashi. And again, Rav Ashi had said that yesh bila. So Rav Ashi had said that according to Rabbi Elazar, ein bila. So toshma hanisonim b'matana achas shenis arvu b'nisonim b'matana achas inosnu b'matana achas. So one of the other halachas that the Mishnah told us is we know that there were different kavanos that require different types of matan dam. Some require matana achas, some require four matanos, which Rashi on the Mishnah told us is really shnayim sheim arba. And what happens if you have certain karbanos that have to be applied by matana achas, that get mixed up with other matanos that have to be applied by matana achas. So the Mishnah had said, yinasei b'matana achas. So of course, just give one matana, because you have a mixture of karbanos that both require one matana. But the mashmos of the Mishnah is that all you have to do is give one matana, and that single matana of blood, that single application of matana achas, is enough to dispense with the zrika requirement of both karbanos. So says the Gemara, if it's true that Rav Ashi says Rabbi Eliezer holds ein bila, so how can you get away with giving only one matana? The amrit ein bila amayi nasnu b'matana achas dilma mehaikayov mehailokayov. Maybe all of the matana, all of the blood that you're putting on the mizbeach was only from one of the karbanos, but not from the other of the karbanos. So how can you say that if I have two karbanos, both of which have to be b'matana achas, get mixed up, then all I have to give is one matana from the blood? How do I assume that that one matana absolves me from my requirement of zrika for both karbanos? Maybe the entire matana came from one of the karbanos, but the other karban had nothing. So says the Gemara, well, you're misunderstanding the Mishnah. That's why it's a kasha. So we explain that we're talking where one measure of blood gets mixed up with another measure of blood, and the critical part to the answer of the Gemara, which the Gemara leaves out but Rashi fills us in on, is that we're talking about a situation where you give two times one matana. So in other words, it doesn't mean blood of one matana mixed up with blood of another matana and you give one matana on the mizbeach. You're right, according to Rav Ashi, that wouldn't work. The point is that you have a measure of blood of one karban, a measure of blood of another karban, and you give one matana of each measure. So in other words, you're putting all the blood on the mizbeach, and therefore, even if you hold ein bila, we know that that's definitely going to work. So says the Gemara, okay, let me ask Akasha and Ravashi from the next clause of the Mishnah. Matan arba b'matan arba. So what if we had said in the Mishnah that if you have the blood of a karban that requires arba matanos on the mizbeach, that gets mixed up with the blood of another karban that also requires arba matanos on the mizbeach, then you just put four matanos on the mizbeach and that's good enough. The mashmos is that all you have to do is do one application of four matanos. And again, the same question. If ein bila, how do we know that the blood that you're putting on the mizbeach contains blood of both karbanos and therefore gets you off the hook for both karbanos? Maybe it only includes the blood of one karban, so you're only doing zrika for that karban, but for the other karban it shouldn't work. Says the Gemara, Hachanami shenis arvu arba ba'arba. We're talking about a situation where you have four measures of blood of one karban get mixed up with four measures of blood of another karban. And again, Rashi fills us in on what the Gemara leaves implicit. And we're talking about a scenario where you put not one single set of four matanos, but two sets of four matanos on the mizbeach. And therefore, even if you hold ein bila, you're by definition putting enough of the blood on the mizbeach because it's two equal measures, and you're putting all of it on the mizbeach. And that's how we know that it covers you no matter what. Says the Gemara, okay, but you have to read the next case of the Mishnah. Matan arba b'matana achas. If you have blood of a karban that needs four matanos with blood of a karban that needs one matana. So again, and Rashi fills us in on what the machlokas was. So just to refresh, Rabbi Eliezer says that you have to put four matanos on the mizbeach, and Rabbi Eliezer had said that how could I put four matanos on the mizbeach? Maybe the blood that I put on was from a karban that required only one matana. So again, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah holds from the concept of roen, that we view the extra blood, we view the excess blood that doesn't have to be placed on the mizbeach as if it's mayim, and therefore no problem that you put it on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, but again, if I have blood of four matanos that gets mixed up with blood of one matana, how can it be that I'm putting four matanos on the mizbeach and that it's going to be valid if he holds ein bila? Maybe all the blood that's going on the mizbeach is blood of the matana achas karban. So how's it valid? So says the Gemara, I v'chite ma'achanami b'nisarev ba'achas. Maybe we're talking about a case where you have four measures of blood from the karban that requires four matanos get mixed up with one measure of blood from the karban that requires matana achas. And when we say put four matanos, what Rabbi Eliezer really means is that you put four matanos of the blood, and then you put an od matana achas, then you put another matana achas, so effectively you're putting all the blood on the mizbeach. That's the way we had explained the other two clauses of the Mishnah, but the Gemara says we can't explain this like that. Why? V'chitem ha'ochinami b'nesarev ba'achas, ihachi, emrlo Rabbi Yeshua. If you recall, Rabbi Eliezer said that what you should do in this scenario is you should put four matanos on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua argued and said, no, you can only put one matana on the mizbeach. And Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't put four matanos on the mizbeach because then you're going to be over on Baal Tosef. So then we saw Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Yeshua, no, but according to you, you're going to be over on Baal Tigra. But forgetting about the response, so Rabbi Yeshua's taina on Rabbi Eliezer Shita was that you're going to be over on Baal Tosef. Why? Because it could be the blood that you're putting on the mizbeach with four matanos was the blood that should have gone with one matana. And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from the principle of roen osakilu umayim. Again, because if you hold that roen osakilu umayim, you don't have a Baal Tosef problem, because Baal Tosef is only when you're putting extra blood applications on the mizbeach and you're intending it to be a zrika as part of an avoda. If, however, you're putting on the mizbeach, but you intend it to be like water, then not really a big deal. But what the Gemara's kasha is, now we're going to get to it right now, three lines down on Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, Hacha Baal Tosef Mehecha. How in the world is this Baal Tosef? In other words, if you're talking about blood of one karban, four measures of blood from the karban that requires four applications, one measure of blood from the karban that requires one application, and we're going to explain this clause of the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Eliezer, what he means is you put four of one blood, one of the other blood, and then you're going to be fine. So what Baal Tosef is there? You have only five measures of blood, all of which have to go on the Mizbeach. So what in the world is the problem? So you can't possibly explain this clause of the Mishnah like we explain the other clauses. So says the Gemara, Elo Amar Rava. So Rava explains, Bebolul lo pligi. You're right, they don't argue on a case of bolul at all. Ki pligi bekosos. When do they argue? They only argue in a case where the blood is mixed up in various cups. So in other words, the way Rashi explains this is that you have no raya from any case in our Mishnah about whether Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila or ein bila, because bila is only the concept of mixing, is only shayich, is only relevant in a situation where the blood is mixed together in the same vessel. Then you can have a machlokas, is everything blended together or not. But our Mishnah is only talking about situations where the blood first is deposited, is received in separate clay shares, in separate vessels, and then the vessels get mixed up with one another. So this is not about bila at all. So ki pligi bekosos, they're arguing only when the blood is mixed up in separate receptacles, and the machlokes is all about roin. The Rabbi Eliezer islay roin, ularabonon leslu roin. Rabbi Eliezer holds from the concept of roin, and that's why he says that I can make four matanos, or I could put all of the blood on top, and the blood that's not supposed to be there, we view it as if it's water. The Chachamim say, no, I don't hold from the concept of roin, And that's why if I have the blood from the top carbon that's mixed up with the blood from the bottom carbon, I have to spill it out into the Amma, because I can't just put everything on top and pretend that the blood is water. And that's why also, if you have blood of Matana Achas that's mixed up with blood of four Matanos, I can't put the four Matanos on the Mizbeach and view the extra Matanos as if it's water, because the Rabbanan, in other words, those who argue with Rabbi Eliezer, don't hold from the concept of rowing. So says the Gemara, Ubabala lo pligi, really, the Machlokas doesn't also extend to a case of bolol where the blood is all mixed up in the same vessel. Vatanya, but we have an Abraisa, Rav Yehuda, lo nechleku, Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim. When do Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim argue? Aldam chatosh and isari bedam ola, that by adam chatos, which is mixed up with adam ola sheyakriv, that everybody agrees that you bring that blood. Baravei avinirva shelo yakriv. If the blood of a kosher or carbon gets mixed up with the blood of a ravei anirva, which is possible to be brought as a carbon, everybody agrees that you can't bring that blood, that you can't apply that blood to the mizbeach. Alma nechleku aldam tamima shenis arev bedam balasmum. When do they argue? They argue by a dam of a tamim carbon, of a carbon that's kosher, that's mixed up with blood of a balas mum. Shrab Eliezer Omer Yikarev Bain Bebolol Bain Bekosos. That Rabbi Eliezer says that you could bring it whether it's mixed up or whether it's in kosos. Fechachamim Omrim Lo Yikarev. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't bring it. So over here we have pretty explicit that the Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim applies whether the blood is mixed together or whether the blood is in separate kosos. So you can't tell me that the only Machlokes is about Rowan, is about the concept of whether I could put stuff on the Mizbeach and not worry about it, even if I misplaced it, or even if I'm giving too many matanos because of the concept of rowin. It's obvious from here that they're also talking about where the blood is mixed up in the same vessel, and therefore, whether you are allowed to put the blood where it may not belong, and rely on the fact that you're going to be yotzei, whatever zrika you have to be yotzei, is by definition dependent on the concept of bila. So how can it be that you're telling me that they don't argue by bila? We see explicitly they do argue by bila. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer Masni, that Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, he learns that the Mishnah is bein bebalol, bein bekosos, that the same halacha applies both by the case of bila and by the case of kosos. However, rabbanon bekosos pligi, and the rabbanon argue only by the case of kosos. So Rashi explains over here what this answer is. It's the Rashi in the skinny lines, Umishani, Rabbi Yehuda, Liba, the Rabbi Eliezer, Demuki, Beplukta, Babalas Mum, where they argue where the Dam of the Tumim gets mixed up with the Dam of the Balas Mum, the Ein Kosher, the Rabbi Kiva, Ela Achas, Umasnisim, Bein Bebolo, Bein Bekosos. The Mishnah means whether the blood is all together in the same receptacle or whether it's in different kosos. Umuki, the Rav Ashi, Linyan, Balol, Kigon, Deruba, Kosher, Vekaya, Bemizbeach, Shir, Balas Mum, Veod. So in other words, Avalo Rabbana de Pligila de Rabbi Yehuda, Mukmi Plugta Af Beicha de Shneim Ksherim, Umachshi Lil Tavaya Bekosos, Pligi Rabbi Lezer Rabbana, Mishamachi Machshi Rabbi Lezer Betavayu, the Babololoya Machshi Elak Dukmila El. So in other words, what we wind up explaining is that we're not necessarily proving anything about Rabbi Eliezer Shita of Bila. Why? Because in any of these cases, and this is similar to the answers that we saw in yesterday's shiur, in any of these cases, if the amount of blood that you're putting on the Mizbeach is the amount of blood from one of those carbonos plus a little incremental, then by definition what you're putting on the Mizbeach is blood of two different carbonos, and so you know that the right blood is getting there. The concept of bila is that even if you're putting less than that amount of blood on the Mizbeach, we know that every drop of blood that's going on the Mizbeach is a mixture of both of the carbonos. That we don't say. We have no raya that Rabbi Eliezer says, yesh bila, even in that case, because even if the blood is mixed up in the same vessel, the only time Rabbi Eliezer is machsher it could be when the guy puts on enough blood so that we know for sure that it contains blood from both of those karbanos. Okay, so says the Gemara Navaiter, halfway down. So Amar Abaya, lo shanu ela tchilas chatas. We only have this machlokes legabe tchilas chatas veola. Legabe tchilas chatas veola. What is tchilas chatas? Tchilas chatas are the blood applications that have to be placed on top of the mizbeach, above the chotas sikra. And ola, of course, are the blood applications that have to be placed lamata mechotas sikra, on the bottom of the mizbeach. Aval sof chatas veola, however, if he already put the application of the chatas on top, and now we're only talking where the chatas, where the blood of the chatas that's left is the shirayim, which has to go on the bottom of the mizbeach, aval sof chatas viola, divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. Everybody agrees that the place where the, everybody agrees that it's not a problem. In other words, if the shirayim of the chatas, the dam shirayim of the chatas gets mixed up with the blood of an ola, everybody agrees, no problem, just put it on the bottom of the mizbeach, because the shirayim of the chatas has to go on the bottom of the mizbeach, and the ola has to go on the bottom of the mizbeach. However, Rabbi Yosef argues, Sama Rabbi Yosef, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yudah, shirayim tzricha itztava. No, the shirayim of the chatas have to be poured directly on the yisod, whereas the blood of an ola has to go on the vertical wall of the mizbeach, but on the bottom of the bottom part of the mizbeach, in other words, beneath the chotas sikra. But you can't tell me that the shirayim of the chatas and the blood of the ola, no problem, just apply it on the bottom of the mizbeach, because it doesn't work that way. The ola blood has to go on the vertical part of the wall, whereas the shirayim has to go directly on the base. And therefore, I would have the same problem with I don't know where to put the blood. So v'chein amar Reb Shimon, lo shanu ela tchilas chatas viola, that when do we find this machlokas? It's only where the blood of the tchilas chatas that has to go on top gets mixed up with the blood of the viola that has to go on the bottom. Avol sof chatas viola divrei hakol makom ola makom shirayim. However, if it's the sof chatas, if it's the dam shirayim of the chatas that have to go on the bottom of the mizbeach, that gets mixed up with the blood of an ola, then everybody agrees that you just put it on the bottom of the mizbeach. And Amar Rav Yochanan b'Seima Rabbi Lazar Adayin hi machlokes. And Rav Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Lazar, it's still a machlokes, because again, it's not the same place. The dam of the shirayim has to be on the yesod. The dam of the ola has to be on the vertical portion of the lower part of the mizbeach. And therefore, it's going to be a machlokes. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Rowan, we could put the blood wherever, and then we just look, we put a little bit of the blood in each place, and we just say that the blood that doesn't belong there should be viewed as if it was Mayim. But the Chachamim say we don't hold from the principle of Rowan. And therefore, if we have this blood and we don't know where it belongs, we're going to have to just dump everything into the Amma. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Masav Ravuna Bar Yehuda. Kodesh Haim, it says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Haim, Shenis Arvu Bedam Kachim Acherim Yikrivu, that if it gets mixed up with the blood of other Kachim, of other Karbanos, then it should nevertheless be brought. So, my lav, Sof Ola Ubachar, so doesn't it mean Sof Ola Ubachar? And what does it mean when it says sof ola? So the explanation is that the shiare ola, also the dam shirayim of the ola, also have to be poured onto the yesod of the mizbeach, just like the shiare chatas. So if you have sof ola and bechor is a korban that needs a zrika lemata michotas sikra at the bottom portion of the mizbeach, but not necessarily on the yesod. But what do we see over here? It says, Kodesh Haim, Shem Nisarva B'dam Kachem Acherim Yikrivu, that if the bloods get mixed up together, they could be brought on the Mizbeach. So my love, Sof Olo Bechar. Shouldn't we interpret this Braisa to be talking about the Shirayim of the Ola and the Bechar, where the Braisa says that Yikrivu, that you could do the Zrika, Vishmamina Mokam Ola Mokam Shirayim, and therefore what we see is that the place where the blood of an animal, of a korban that has to be placed on the bottom of the mizbeach, and the place of the Dam Shirayim, which have to be placed on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, don't we see that that's the same place? So says the Gemara, lo, who told you that we're talking about a situation where the Shirayim of the Ola got mixed up with the Bechar? Tchilas Ola u'Bechar. We're talking about a case where blood of a Tchilas Ola, in other words, the first application of the Ola blood, which is on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, gets mixed up with the blood of the Bechar, which is also on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. And in that case, you could put everything on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, because you don't have any issue with the Yesod. Says the Gemara, in that case, what's the Chiddush? Umay kamash malan. So what exactly is the Chiddush? Because, of course, both of these bloods have to be placed on the same place. So the Chiddush is, de'ein olim avatlin zeh, that it's obvious that the Chiddush is that the bloods aren't mevatel each other. In other words, if you have the blood of the Bechor that's mixed in with the blood of the Ola, put everything on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and it's going to satisfy both requirements. And we don't say, oh, the blood of the Ola is mevatel the blood of the Bechor, or vice versa, because Dam is not mevatel Dam. Says the Gemara, that's a true halacha, but we don't need to learn it from here. Hai mi v'lokach mi dam apar mi dam asor nafka. That we learn from the pasuk that's written by the Avoda of Yom Kippur, where it says "Velokach midam apor midam asor." So we're talking about where the Kohen Gadol is mixing the dam apor and the dam asor. Now, one thing we know about these animals is that a par is very big, a soyer is a beimadaka, is a very small animal. So you would assume that if you have a bowl that contains blood of the par, there's a lot of blood; soyer, only a little bit of blood. Yet the pasuk says v'lokach midam apor midam asor, meaning that the dam asor is not muvutal because of the dam apar. So we see already that blood is not mevatel other blood. We don't need to learn it from this halacha of kodeshim. Says the Gemara, tanoihi. You're right, but it's a machlokes tanom where we learn it from. Ika denafka lemeachav, ika denafka lemeacha. Some learn it from our pasuk of kodeshim that ain dam mevatel dam. Some of them learn it from the pasuk of v'lokach midam apar umidam asoyer. So Masav Rava. So Rava asks Akasha. Bekrivu b'nei Aaron es adam. The b'nei Aaron bring the dam v'zarku es adam, and they sprinkle the blood. So malta malomar dam dam. Why do we have to say dam so many times? It says v'krivu b'nei Aaron es adam, and then v'zarku es adam. What else are they being zorek on the Mizbeach if not for the blood? So turning to Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Samata Malomar Dum Dum, Sheyachol Ainli Ela Elu Shenis Arvu Bitmurasa. That I would only learn that you could bring the blood if a carbon gets mixed up with its tmura, with an animal that is capable of being a tmura. So, for example, if you consecrate a carbon as an ola, and then you try to flip the kedusha onto the other carbon, so you're not allowed to make a tmura. But if you want to then move the consecration, you want to move the kedusha onto another carbon, you can. Or you can move it onto the tmura ola, or you can move it onto a beim of chulin, which is fit to be an ola. So says the Gemara, Sheyachol Ein Li Ela Elu. I only know Elu Shenis Arvu B'Tmurasa, an Ola that gets mixed up with a Tmuras Ola. Sha'af Michayim Tikrav. Because if the blood gets mixed up, the blood of these two Karbanos gets mixed up, not a problem, because even if these animals were alive, you could still flip the sanctity from one of the animals onto the other animals. In other words, even if the animals got mixed up when they were alive, no problem. Just bring everything. One is going to be your Olas Chova, one of them is going to be an Olas Nadava. Not a problem. Shaf Michayim Tikrav, Minayim Larabos Todo Ushlamim. How do I know that this applies even to the blood of a Toda and Shlamim, where if they were mixed up when they were alive, the din is you would not bring the Karbanos, but rather the Halacha is Yiru Achi Yistavu. You would have to let them graze until they develop a Balmum, then you would have to sell them, and with the money you would have to buy a new Toda and Shlamim. So how do I know that even though if the animals were alive and they got mixed up, I wouldn't be able to bring them and I wouldn't be able to salvage the situation, but if the animals have already been shechted and now I have the blood, I'm allowed to put the blood on? So Marbani Toda Shlamim Shebam B'Neder V'Nedava Kamosa. So because I include a Toda and a Shlamim that also come B'Neder U'Nedava just like an Ola. Seminayim l'rabos esa asham. How do I know to include an asham? Marba ani esa asham sheton matan dan matan dalid kamosa. I am marba also an asham that also requires matan dalid just like the yola. So bechara meiser pesach minayin. And how do I know to include a bechara meiser and pesach tamalomar dam dam. So it comes to include dam dam. So the dam dam and the pasuk basically tells me that if I have blood that's mixed together, no matter what carbon the blood's from, it's fine. I can put it on the mizbeach. So now the Gemara comes back to its ultimate kasha. So my lav sof ola ubechar. Ushma mina makam ola makam shirayim. So what type of blood is getting mixed up? Can't we assume it's the dam shirayim of an ola that gets mixed up with a bechar? And we said, no problem, just put it on the mizbeach, which is mashma that the makam shirayim is the makam ola, that the shirayim is placed on the same place of the mizbeach that the regular blood of an ola is placed. So says the Gemara, no, it says lo tchilas ola ubechar, that we're talking about where the blood of tchilas ola and bechar gets mixed up together, and neither of those bloods have to be on the yesod of the mizbeach. They all have to be on the wall of the mizbeach. Umay kamash malan, and what's the chiddush? Dein olim avatlin ze ezeh. That the chiddush is that ein olim avatlin ze ezeh. So now this is the third potential source for the halacha that ein olim avatlin ze ezeh. One was the pasuk of kodeshem. One was the pasuk of ilakach midam apor midam asar. And one is this pasuk of dam dam. We learn that ein olim avatlin ze ezeh, that the bloods don't cancel each other out. They're not mevatel one another. So says the Gemara. So mevilakach midam apor midam asar nafka. I thought we learned that from velakach midam apor midam asar. Tanoi. So we have a machlokas tanom. Ika denafka le mehacha. Vika denafka le mehacha. Okay, so there's an argument as to where you learn the halacha, even though they all agree with the halacha. V'hani tanoi mivilakach midam apor midam asar lo yalfi. And the reason that these tanoim don't learn from the pasuk of vilakach midam apor midam asar is kosavri ein ma'arvin lekranos, because they say that you're not ma'arev. You're not ma'arev bekranos. In other words, what that means is that there is a machlokes legabe the avoda of Yom Kippur, whether you mix together the dam apor, the dam asar, or whether you bring them separately. So if you mix together the dam apor and the dam asar, then you're right, then we have a raya from this pasuk. But if you hold like the Man D'Amar, if you are the Man D'Amar who holds that you bring these matnos dam, that you put these matnos dam on the mizbeach separately, so the reason that you don't have a raya from halakach midam apor midam asar is because you hold that that blood is not mixed together. So if that blood is not mixed together, that can't serve as a raya to teach me that ain dam avatal dam. That's why I need to learn from one of these other cases. That's why he learns from kodeshem. Now, how come he doesn't learn from the ribuy of dam dam? So midam dam lo yalef dam dam lo mashmalu. So he doesn't. He just doesn't believe that that's a valid drasha. So you can't learn from dam dam. So elami kodeshem my time lo yalfi. So why do some of these tanaim do not learn from the pasuk of kodeshem? Because kosavri kodeshem heim kravim ve'in turaso krava. Because maybe they learned the pasuk of kodeshem not to teach me that if the blood is mixed together, it's fine. What they learned that pasuk to teach me is kodesh heim, that the animal that you consecrated initially is brought on the mizbeach, but the tzmura of that animal is not brought on the mizbeach. V'idach, and the other tana, nafkalei me'im shor imseh la'ashem hu. Hu kara v'im tmuraso kreva. So the other man, the Amar, has another makar for the fact that the tmura of a karban is not fit for bringing on the mizbeach. Okay, so toshma. Nosan lamala velo nimlach. If you put the blood on top of the mizbeach, in other words, you have the blood, some of the blood's supposed to go on the bottom, some of the blood's supposed to go on top, and you didn't ask what you should do. So the kohen just went ahead and put the blood on top of the mizbeach. So nosan lamala velo nimlach elu ve'elu modem sheyachzer v'yitain lamala. So everybody agrees that you then have to put the blood on the bottom of the mizbeach, and elu ve'elu olin lo. And they both work. So what does this mean? My lav di'irav chatas va'ola. So aren't we talking about a case where the dam chatas gets mixed up with the dam ola? The kivan the yavle lamala, and once you put some of the blood on top of the mizbeach, havilei shirayim, then the leftover blood of the chatas is going to be shirayim. Viktanu elu ve'elu modim shiachzer v'yitein lamata. And they said, then everybody agrees that you should then go put the blood on the bottom of the mizbeach. And we had said, elu ve'elu olin lo, which means that what you're putting on the bottom of the mizbeach works from the perspective of shiarei chatas, and it also works from the perspective of ola. V'shma mina makam ola makam shirayim. So over here we have a great raya that the place where you put the blood of the ola is the same place that you put the blood of the shiarei chatas. Says the Gemara, Kiyatzor Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Hachav b'mayaskinon kigon di'arev chatas achitzona bishirayim. So over here we're not talking about a case where the chatas and the ola get mixed up, dam chatas and dam ola. We're talking about a case where the chatas chitzona gets mixed up with the shiarim of a chatas, with the shiarim of a chatas penimis. And what do we know about the shiurim of a chatas penimis? So Rashi explains over here that shiurim chatas penimis the enu shirayim stoma ilkach nasan lamala lo nimlach di nimlach l'rabani yishafeich davi l'nesonim b'fneim shechazer v'nasam em b'chutz b'kronos vavi shalob b'mkomo. Okay, so Rashi is explaining why according to the chachamim if he would ask us what to do, they would say yishafeich l'ama, because his point is that the chatas hapnimis has no business on the mizbeach hachitzon. But what we're not talking about a case of shiarei chatas and ola at all. So we have no raya over here whether the makam ola is the same place as the chatas, as the shiarei chatas, because we're talking where the chatas chitzona gets mixed up with the shiarei chatas apnimis, and the chatas apnimis was an interesting carbon because you would put the matonos on the mizbeach apnimi, but then the shiarei adam you would spill on the mizbeach achitzon. So it turns out that both of these carbonos have to wind up in the same place, because the regular chatas has to go on top of the mizbeach and the shiurim go on the yisod. The leftover of the chatas apnimis also goes on the yisod. So amalei abaya, v'nei mamar, kigon de'arev b'shirayim. So why don't we talk about a situation where the shiurei chatas hachitzona get mixed up with other shiurei chatas hachitzona. Why do you have to explain this as a case where the chatas gets mixed up with the shiarei chatas apnimis? Just tell me it's a case where shiarei chatas achitzon get mixed up with other shiarei chatas achitzon, and you put it on the bottom of the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Dilma hakamash malan. Maybe we're teaching me as follows. Afilu l'man diyomar shirayim ma'akvin. Even if you want to tell me that shirayim of the chatas apnimis are ma'akev, that you definitely have to put the shirayim on the mizbeach hachitzon, chasru ein ma'akvin. If the shirayim are missing a little bit, and here they will be missing a little bit, because the shiarei chatas apnimis got mixed up with the blood of the other chatas, and we say you applied some of it on top first, then just put the rest on the bottom, meaning some of the blood that was applied on top could have been the shiarei chatas apnimis. And even though the shiarei chatas apnimis is ma'akev, it's okay if you put the rest of it on the bottom, even though it might be missing some of what was there initially, because that is a ma'akvin. So Amar Rava Tosfa L'Ravina, Hokim Na'i Berubal Yonim, V'kayoev L'mala, Shir Tachtonim Va'od. So in other words, why do we have to be talking about shiarei chatas apnimis at all? I thought the way we explained this was that, yeah, the blood of the chatas that gets mixed up with the blood of the ola, there was more chatas blood, less ola blood, 10 measures of chatas blood, 5 measures of ola blood. So you put 6 measures on top, so you know at least some of which was supposed to go on top goes on top, and now you put the rest on the bottom. So in other words, why do you have to say that we're talking about where the dam chatas gets mixed up with the shiarei chatas apnimis? I thought we had explained this brisa already, that the blood of the chatas got mixed up with the blood of the ola. So says the Gemara, Hani mili l'man di amru me'ikara ein bila. That was back when we thought we were explaining the Shita of Rav Ashi that Relezer held Ein Bila. And that's why we had to say, oh, we're dealing with where you put enough of the blood on, so it was the full measurement of the blood from the bottom carbon plus a little bit. But over here, Hacha Bakosas Pligi. But over here, we're arguing about where the blood was already in Kosos. It's not about Bila at all. And therefore, if we were describing a case where the Chatas gets mixed up with the Ola, then I would have a Raya that the Makom Shirayim is the same place as the Makom Ola. Now that we explain that we're talking about a situation where the Dam Chatas gets mixed up with the Shiorei Chatas HaPnimis, we don't have a Raya at all, because both the Shiorei Chatas HaChitzona and the Shiorei Chatas HaPnimis has to be placed on the Yesod of the Mizbeach. All right, end of this discussion. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll pick up from the next Mishnah.